Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Maybe you've heard of making your own beer or making your own cheese, but did you know you could make your own herbal tea? On this Cold Food Friday, we'll find out how you can warm things up a bit using ingredients like fresh ginger and dried elderberries.
Anna Thomas Bates is a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. Her recent article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section focuses on the healing benefits of herbal tea. Thanks for joining us, Anna.
Pleasure to be back.
So, Anna, when did you start making your own herbal tea?
You know, it's kind of a natural extension from cooking. You put a bunch of things in and make a delicious soup, and you think, why not do this with tea as well? And people have been doing it for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
So one reason that you're doing it, I guess you mentioned in the article, is it's a good way to sort of fend off colds and other maladies. So what kind of herbs are good to put in your homemade herbal tea?
Sure. Well, just to preface, I'm not a doctor and an herbalist, so
yeah.
Definitely talk to someone before you get into this. But there's a lot of, you know, historical and purported benefits of a lot of these herbs, and a lot of them are right in your pantry. Things like all the herbs you use for Italian cooking, oregano, marjoram, thyme, those are supposed to be really good for soothing coughs in your respiratory system. And there's also a number that are just antimicrobial that may fight infection, bacteria, viruses, things like ginger, rosemary, lavender, peppermint's another one. And then a lot of those herbs that you see in a lot of teas and also cooking and curing and preserving foods, and I don't think that's a coincidence, things like cinnamon, cloves, and black pepper.
Now, where are the best places to get these herbs? Are these things that you would just buy from the store, or do you grow them in your yard, or...?
You can do any of those. You know, it's definitely good to seek out a source that is, you know, organic or hasn't been sprayed with pesticides, since you are going to be soaking it in water and drinking it. But a lot of these can be found just in the spice aisle of your grocery store. You know, the things like the cinnamon, the cloves, the black pepper, ginger, fennel, cumin are all really wonderful ones. Others are great to grow in your yard. Mint grows like crazy. You can grow lavender and rosemary and oregano as well. And then for some of the slightly more unusual ones, at the natural food stores like Willie Street Co-op in Madison or Outpost Natural Foods in Milwaukee, they actually have a medicinal herb aisle, and you can buy some of these things in bulk. And of course, online is a really good resource as well.
So how do you figure out which herbs go together?
Yeah, well, you can kind of feel, you know, how do you feel? Do you have a respiratory issue? Do you feel like you have a cold coming on? Are you congested? And you can kind of tailor some of the herbs' purported benefits to what's ailing you. Or you can just go with what tastes good. You know, I really love ginger and lemon and honey, and that kind of makes me feel better no matter what. If I'm tired or feel like I have the flu coming on, you know, some really hot ginger tea really hits the spot.
I think you mentioned in the article that you have children. I mean, when you first started making herbal tea for them, did they react positively to that? Or
they have, although I've been getting them to taste test all sorts of unusual things since they were very young. So they like lots of different beverages and foods. But, you know, add a little bit of honey and everything goes down well. And if your child isn't used to just the taste of straight herbal tea, even with a little bit of honey, you can always add a tiny bit of juice as well just to sweeten it up. You know, something like chamomile goes really nice with a little bit of apple juice. They really complement one another, and a little bit of honey. And, you know, even a two-year-old will drink that.
Now there's some herbs and spices that we kind of know what they taste like, but there are some things like, I mean, you know, for example, tree bark, roots, stuff like that. We're not exactly familiar with that taste. Is there a way you could tell us about some of those things that might be worth trying out if you're considering making your own herbal tea at home?
Sure. If you're looking for some more unusual things, I think one of your best bets is elderberry. It's a native plant. You can find it around here. And there's actually some farms like Hilltop Community Farm in Laval that are starting to grow it on a commercial basis. But elderberry supposedly has wonderful immune-boosting properties, and it's a small berry, and you can buy it dried, and you can find this at those natural food stores, or you can buy that online. And that's one that you just soak in water for like 10 to 20 minutes, and it really extracts a lot of that good stuff, and you get this really dark, a little bit tannic-tasting tea. but it's supposed to be really wonderful for your immune system.
Now, have you ever used tree bark in herbal tea?
I have used some roots, but I haven't, besides cinnamon. Cinnamon's actually a bark. I've used licorice root as another one, that, and actually that's what flavors real licorice, not Twizzlers, but the real deal licorice is actually made with the flavor of licorice root. So that's one that's used a lot in Chinese medicine.
So let's imagine you're sitting there, you got a pile of herbs on the table, you want to make some herbal tea. How do you do this? Do you have one of those tea balls or something that you put it in? Or
you can. Anything that you use to brew loose tea, you can use with these herbs as well. But you don't have to have that. I often just heat up my water to about boiling or just under boiling, and I'll put my herbs in a like a Pyrex glass cup, and I just pour the water right over there and cover it and steep it. And a lot of these things you want to steep a little bit longer than traditional tea to really get out a lot of that good stuff. So 10 minutes is a good number, and you can even go higher than that if it's a berry or a bark, something that's really hard and needs some good soaking time. And people recommend covering it just to keep in all the essential oils and all of that steam in, so it really concentrates the tea. And after that, you can just pour it through a strainer into your glass.
I have a question about this. I mean, there's a lot of herbal tea out there. I mean, you can go to the grocery store and you can just buy a bunch of herbal tea. What's the benefit of making it yourself?
Well, there's two. Depending upon the ingredient, it can be less expensive. But also there's just the customization factor. You can take exactly which herbs you want, which ones you like the best, and you can make up your own blend. So it gives you a lot of diversity, and you can make your own unique blend tailored to you or your family's preferences.
So what would be some of your, I mean, you've sort of alluded to that, but are there some things that you like better than others, or that you suggest other than others? You mentioned the I think, elderberry, but what are some other suggestions you'd make to somebody who's trying this out?
Oh, sure. Well, a really easy one that is nice for soothing the stomach would be a combination of, like, ginger and peppermint. And you could blend those, add a little bit of lemon juice and honey after it's done steeping, and you'd have a real nice stomach-soothing tea that has a really nice scent. Also, you can do your own chai. Chai tea is some popular flavors. That one would have cinnamon, cloves, black pepper, star anise, and you would just steep all that together, and you'd have the flavor of chai.
Now, you mentioned when you were making it that you sort of let it steep in there and stuff, and if you have chunks, I mean, do you strain it or something like that to keep the chunks out?
I do. I pour it through like a fine mesh strainer.
Okay. That's good. Although I guess that would make it kind of fun. It's more homemade that way.
No, I like to strain mine. It would taste good, but, you know, you don't want to choke or anything.
So is there anything that you do, you know, in the summer or in the fall to prepare so that you have the right stock of stuff for herbal tea, or...
Well, for the few things that I do grow, I do have mint, oregano, and thyme, and you can dry those. You can harvest them before it frosts, lay them out on a screen, or hang them in a nice dry place, and you can dry them yourself, and then just crumble them up and keep them in a jar, and they'll stay good for several months.
Now, this takes a lot longer, so there are probably some people who are a little suspicious, and they say, I can make some herbal tea in a microwave in a couple minutes, I steep it for a few minutes, and I'm done. If you were trying to convince somebody that this was a thing for them to do, what do you think are the main benefits of doing it on your own?
Well, it is fun, and like I said, just the customization. If there's something that you don't like in a certain herbal tea that you would buy that's a little bit bitter, you can take that out, and you can really tailor it to your taste or whatever condition you have that you want to try and alleviate.
And you talked about how you like to experiment with things. Have you ever made, like, a cup of herbal tea that just tasted like garbage?
There are some herbs that you think would taste really good, and they don't. And one of those, I still used it in my recipe, but lemon balm is one of them. I grow it.
Lemon balm?
Lemon balm.
You'd think that would be good, right?
It has a beautiful scent, very lemony. But once you dry it and get it in a cup, it tastes very grassy and a little bitter. But it's supposed to be a very powerful antiviral, so I still like to use it in small amounts. But it just doesn't taste quite as good as you think it would.
Have you ever used onion grass in tea?
I haven't. But someone just came out this year with some savory teas, and one of them I think had. Yeah, I didn't try it, but...
Well, Anna, thanks so much for joining us today. It sounds like a fun thing to do.
Thank you so much.
That was Anna Thomas-Bates. She's a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. She also writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section.
And we have a tea recipe from our guest for you. It's called Winter Warrior Tea. Imagine just about everybody needs that right now. It includes a lot of yummy stuff. It's got cinnamon, ginger, pepper, and honey. And you can find that recipe on the Central Time Facebook page.